Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
Praise you, Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for your grace, for your mercy, for your kindness, your goodness. We hold you high. We hold you high and lift it up. Lord, we reverence your presence. We choose tonight to be steadfast and immovable in you. The winds may blow and the seasons will change, but your love remains. Your love is the anchor. Your word is water to our soul. And we choose to keep our gaze on you no matter what it looks like, no matter what people say, no matter what's going on in our households, no matter how our kids are behaving, no matter what the bank account looks like. Your word is true. And let every man be a liar. Lord, help us by the Holy Spirit. Help us to grab hold of your word and your promises and enforce them. Teach us how to enforce them in our life. Teach us how to subjugate. Teach us how to push through the obstacles and the winds of change and our mind that has delay or faulty thinking. Help us, Holy Spirit, stand when the winds blow. Help us, Holy Spirit, recognize when it's an imp, a demon, a fiery dart of the enemies that we're churning and regurgitating and digesting. Teach us to recognize the schemes of the enemy. And then, Holy Spirit, teach us how to train our mind to come back into the center of you. Because we're in a season, and our neighbor can't do it for us. We're in a season where our neighbor doesn't know our heart condition. Some of us are crusty. Some of us are backslidden. Some of us are relying on other people to do it for us. There's a day, and here it is. The day is here where we have to recognize the schemes of the enemy and exercise our discernment to overcome every obstacle that tries to separate us from the love of Christ and our faith. It's by choice we exercise our faith. And some of us need to exercise our faith and get our mind back on the center of what God has said. I can't do it for you. That's not how God's kingdom works. He gave you authority to trample over every work of darkness. If your mind is spinning, that's a work of darkness. It's up to you to take hold of the truth and insert it in your heart so that it manifests throughout your whole being. And God is giving us an opportunity. He's teaching us how to do this. But our old flesh, the old dead man, is risen again, hallelujah, and trying to get us to come alongside and agree with the wickedness in our hearts. Listen, there's not a person alive that doesn't have an issue that needs to be worked on. Some of you think, oh, if only once I master this, then I'll be okay with God. Listen, you already are okay in God. Thank you for grace. Thank you for the salvation that Jesus released through the cross. We can't earn it. And just like now, we can't earn. It's going to be okay. And once we've mastered this season in our life, then I'll spend more time in God. Listen, spend more time now. Work while it's still day. And I don't mean plow the field. I mean spend time getting your mind right in God. Because there's an assault that's been loosed into the earth by the demonic realm, which is trying to take your mind captive. Have you been taken captive? Don't feel shame. recognize that the thief has come, he's caught, and now command him to leave. And then ask the Lord to restore what was broken and stolen. Ask him to teach you how to front slide, how to propel in the spirit, instead of always taking your list and figuring out, now where did I make a mistake here? Listen, every day there's mistakes. Don't dwell on the mistakes. Dwell on the goodness of God. Dwell on the goodness of God and his word and his promises, and watch how your life will change. See, there's these two realms. There's these two kingdoms. It's God's crooked kingdom, and it's the fallen nature, the fallen world, the demonic realm. And listen, God's not fighting with the demons, okay? Let me just tell you that. He already won. It's up to us to get out of the enemy's camp and get into the blessing of the Lord. And listen, the blessing maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. Who's got sorrow? That's not God. Now, I'm not calling you out. I'm telling you, get out of the enemy's camp. Get out of the mud pile. Quit playing and delaying, because time is short for our assignments to be fulfilled. Now, we master time. Time doesn't master us. But if we whirl in the mud, we're being mastered by time. Come out of the mud. Climb up into Jesus' lap and let him love on you. And let him just hug on you and breathe life back into you and be restored by his goodness and his word and his truth and his promises. They're for all of us. All of us. Well, even if I did a bad thing, yes. Even if I yelled at my kids, yes. Climb in to the heart of the Father. Climb into the garment of grace. I'm seeing a garment of grace that he has for you to just be wrapped in and be made whole in him. But you have to come. And there's a war going on right now. There's busyness. Who's not busy? Who's not busy in this room right now? You could be, right? You could be. We're not going there. We're staying here, okay? Because we all have a life that we have to live. We are productive citizens in the kingdom of God. We are productive. We have to get up. We have to do whatever we're supposed to do. And we all have assignments. But they don't rule us. We rule them. And God is calling us higher, and he's pulling us out of being pushed by the taskmaster. There is a cruel taskmaster that pushes and drives his people, his slaves, the Egyptians, and into bondage deeper, 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 to where they feel so helpless and hopeless that there's no way out. I know a way out, and his name is Jesus Christ. And he paid the way out with his blood. And his blood has been sprayed and sprinkled. And it's actually, you know, it's actually a trail that leads into the blessings of the Lord. Come in by the blood of the Lamb. Come in to the wholeness of God. Say no to the list right now, friends. Say no to the taskmaster. And say yes to the King. And when you go, you know that scripture, he rewards those who diligently seek him. So seek him with all your heart. That's powerful. That's a good news promise. And there's many people who seek him half-heartedly, and they wonder why they're struggling. Well, how do you change the heart, the position of the heart? Well, I think I'm, you know, going after him with all my heart. How do I know? How do you know? Isn't that a really good question? Oh, no. You know, because you got the Holy Ghost inside you who leads and guides you in all truth. And he knows when you're conning. You ever been conning God? You ever excuses? Oh, yeah, I'm too busy, but I will tomorrow. Then tomorrow, I will tomorrow. And then, you know what? I'm not hearing anything anymore. I used to hear so good. You know, I used to be able to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. What happened? Did the Holy Spirit leave you? No. But he's not going to repeat the same thing over 7 million times, because he knows you're not listening. So he'll just withhold, and you'll feel a void for just a heart's ache. And when you connect with that heartache of the void, poof, void gone, because you go, oh, Lord, I'm so sorry. And there, the fullness of God back. He never leaves us. But sometimes it feels like he does, because we're pushing through in the flesh, getting our own agenda. You know, I often look at it as a three-legged race. You know, bind yourself to the Holy Ghost and go together. And then when you start to get tired and fall back, he helps you along. Or if you start going too fast, he's like, hey, come on, stay in tune, stay in tune, stay in tune. Stay in tune. Who wants to win the race? I'm just looking around. Who's too tired to raise their hand tonight? We're putting you in timeout, and we're going to ask the angels to refresh you. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. Angels help. I really feel like that was an important word. And it's funny because it's like stopped right now. And I'm like, you know, sometimes I'm as honest as I can be. Sometimes I'm like, Lord, is there more? Was that just for the people that were in the room just this moment? Or would the message have changed a little bit because we had a few more people? Not that anything's wrong. I'm just saying, you know, it's so funny how he ministers to the ones that need what they need. And then he'll change and start dancing and give the next round, so to speak. I love how he does that. I love that. I love that. But I got to go back because there's still some weariness in here. And someone's holding on to it. Like a filthy, dirty rag. And it stinketh. And you've got anger. You're justifiably angry at the Lord. But listen, I want to remind you, that's a lie from the pit of hell. There is no justifiable anger. Ever. Ever. And it's dangerous. Listen, I know I've been there where I've been mad at God, and I'm not proud of that, but I was so spiritually stunted and didn't know how to have emotions proper, work my emotions out. I was just doing the best I could. But I remember the day when I was mad at God and expecting him to do something that he had already done over 2,000 years ago. And so I had some faulty thinking. And that, you know, that's part of working out our issues as we grow in God. But listen, if you're mad at God right now, I want to challenge you to look, open the curtain, and really see what's going on. Because I feel like the Lord is saying, I've already done this, and you know how to do it. Pick up the fork and take a bite of meat. And what I mean by that is, you know, I about a month ago, I met with some dear friends of mine that used to come to the old filling stations on Wednesday nights. It feels like 100 years ago. And, you know, it was only going to be for 6 weeks. And, and you know, they got raised up in the Holy Ghost, so to speak, you know, in those meetings. And I take no credit for that because I still don't know what I'm doing. And I try to lead, let the Lord lead whatever he wants to say. And as I grow in him and get healed of my issues, the pipe gets wider and he flows stronger. And that's what I love to see. And what I'm trying to say is I felt like I was supposed to meet with these two women. They were kids when they came. And yeah, they got families now, you know. I remember having to tell them, no, not that one. That boy is bad, you know. And finally, you know, I think their moms prayed them in good husbands or whatever. I don't know. But anyway, we were having coffee or tea or water. I don't even remember. And just catching up. And I remember the day, I've been thinking about this a lot. She said, you know, you used to pray every Wednesday night individually. We used to do an altar line. And the Lord would just, poof, people. She goes, I got mad when you stopped doing that. Because they liked getting a private word, a personal touch of the Holy Ghost. And I stopped doing it because the Lord told me to. And we have to be obedient. And what happened was God was training people to go to him instead of a person that is being used by him. Because it's easy to get comfortable. Oh, Lori, give me a word. Oh, Kina, give me a word. Give me a word. And tell me what God says. And what ended up happening is it forced those girls to go to him. And they said to me, we are so glad now that you did that back then. And isn't that like a mom or a dad to discipline their kids, you know? Who likes discipline? I don't, but I do when it's done by the Holy Spirit. And so, you know, when discipline is done in love, it is the most beautiful thing. And so when there's discipline being released, it's for our benefit. And if it comes with a, you know, and I got to tell you, I've seen it, you know, be released by the flesh, and that never is pretty, and it hurts. But I've seen it released by the Lord, and it's done in such a way where it hurts, but oh, it hurts so good. And You go away knowing that that issue has been festering and the sliver and the wound was just opened and plucked out because you said yes to the discipline. And we're in a season where we're seeing a lot of discipline because we are trying to be steadfast and immovable and always abounding in the work of the Lord. Instead of every storm and every wind makes us go left or right, we have to know. Because listen, let me just tell you one thing. Well, I'll tell you more than one, but one thing I'm going to say is there's a lot of lying out there. I'm going to say it. The media is lying, and there's a lot of pastors that are lying. Oh, did I say that out loud? Yeah. Listen, and everything is shaking, and that's good. But if it's shaking in your house, you think, oh, I don't like this. No, it's good. Because what happens is it exposes the foundation. It exposes our hearts, and it helps us make good choices. And let's say, okay, shake, 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 and you make a bad choice, and you agree or say something terrible. Well, here's the best news. You can't lose in God. When you realize you've made a mistake, you repent, you turn, you break those words that you spoke. If you said something to your kids in anger or cursed somebody, you turn, you bless, and you say, Lord, help me. I'm not getting it. And then he's like, oh, okay, I want to help you. And then there's that closeness. You're like, well, wait, I don't hear it. I don't hear it. Yes. See, here's the thing. Sometimes we listen, we believe, but then we don't see. And then the enemy comes along and says, not you. You don't get it. Or you've waited long enough. Move along. Or it's for somebody else. No. Those are lies from the devil. Those who faint not always reap the harvest in due time, in due season. And I'm telling you, we have sown seeds, every one of you. Sown seeds. Sown faith. And I'm telling you, there's going to be a harvest. And it's going to be so mighty. It's going to be overflowing. The goodness of God is going to bust through someday. Someday. And faint not, because even in your personal life, you know, I know there's people that have been praying and believing God for certain things, and you're just not seeing it. Well, don't forget about the delay in heaven. Don't forget when there was a war in heaven. There's a war going on right now, and angels are fighting on our behalf if we beckon them. Are you beckoning them? Or are you just waiting in your little dinghy in the river of God, you know, being tossed, you know, whenever wind blow, you're, okay, I'm in this camp. Oh, I'm in this camp. There's got to be something that God has told you, that he has told you to speak. You speak it, and you speak it like a hammer. It dashes, and eventually there will be a breakthrough. And so I know there's some people in here, you're a little mad at God, a little ticked off because you didn't see, you thought you heard right. Listen, keep pressing in, keep blessing the Lord, keep professing the goodness of God, and you will see a breakthrough. It is impossible. The only way it won't happen is if you're willing the will of another person. And God just does not bend people. He didn't bend you, and he's not going to bend your husband, your kids, your boss, whatever. Okay? He doesn't do that to people because he's given us free will. And so you have free will, yay. Are we all happy that we have free will? That we're not under dictatorship? Yeah. Is dictatorship trying to come? Can you see that? Okay, now look in the spirit. Look who you are in the spirit and manifest that into the earth. That has to bust off you. It cannot take hold. But we have to come out of this. I'm telling you. Well, should I tell you? I had the amazingest thing happen to me in worship. I'm back there worshiping, and I'm like, you know, I'm not even listening to the music because I don't care. You know, to me, I enter in him, okay? Music helps people calm their minds and brings them to the center of, you know, it's all about Jesus instead of my day or all that. I, you know, I'm like in. And I'm worshiping, and all of a sudden, I see this, like, portal open to the side of me, and I was a little nervous that I pled the blood of Jesus because I didn't want any demonic activity. And what I saw was, I saw myself get sucked out to the left, it would have been to my right, that direction, and into this beautiful place in the kingdom of God. And I'm like, and at the same time, I'm thinking of Philip being translated. And I'm like, am I here or am I there? You know, and I'm thinking this while I'm here, but I'm there. And I'm telling you, God, listen, we got to come out of our earth stuff. And I'm not saying go chase a feeling or a thing. I'm telling you, if you can press in to the place of God and just rest in him and just worship him. You don't need music to worship him. You adore him with your heart. And if you've never done that, who has pets in here? Y'all have pets? Some of you have pets? Have you ever loved on your pet? And you don't care because, you know, they're your pet and, you know, they can't say, oh, don't love on me like that, or you got bad breath today. You know, they don't say stuff like that. They receive your love and respond. So you know how to do it. So you can do it at home with your pet. Why can't you do it in a service with Jesus? See, pets, low form of life. God, the highest form of life. Come up higher, my friends. Ooh, I'm getting some people going now. Hallelujah. I got them. Okay, so here's the thing. You know how God is like, sometimes we're like driving a train and or a bus, and he's like, we ain't going any further until this person gets this deal dealt with in their heart. We're at that moment, my friends. And so I don't care. You can stay angry. Maybe you don't even know that you're angry. Maybe you're so used to being this way that you just think this is normal, that you're just, you know, it's God's fault I'm delayed. No, I'm going to tell you something. It's not God's fault. Okay, so, and maybe you got tricked and you're like, well, I thought I was better. I thought I worked through this. Listen, we all go through seasons like this. I do too, where you end up like, wait a minute. Here's the thing. Do you remember, I'll get back to that, Lord. Do you remember when we, like 2 weeks ago, when we learned about rebellion? Wasn't that huge? Did you know that that thing tried to come back at me in another way? And I didn't even recognize it. It was so sly. And it was like a twin. And I'm like, and all of a sudden, in a split second, and isn't this how it is? It's always a split second, a choice of our heart. I had, actually something fell on the floor in our, by our pantry. And as I was going down to pick it up, I'm on my knees. And the Holy Ghost says to me, or he reminds me, he shows me a flash. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's rebellion. It's like a twin. I was like, oh, I'm already in position. I started repenting. You know, and I thought that was a setup by God. And I could have blown it off, because how often do we blow it off? You know, oh, I'll deal with it tomorrow. I'll deal with it later. I'm like, I'm dealing with this right now. I'm already on my knees. I think that was a Holy Ghost setup so that that thing couldn't come back at me. So when stuff comes back at you, maybe it comes in a different, well, you know, there's sisters, cousins, relatives, you know. Maybe it's a different strain of the same spiritual force that's trying to take you out. Do you know what I'm saying? So maybe it's a familiar spirit that's bugging you, that you're so used to, you don't know that it's a familiar spirit. Does that make sense? So how about let's deal with this stuff tonight? I feel like we don't have time. And when we come here on a Wednesday, you know, I love everybody that comes. I love people that don't come. I love watching the growth and progress in people. I love to see how God just does stuff. And it's amazing. And I love when he gives us another key of victory and we walk out of here a little wholer. And then maybe next week someone comes back and they got a little, you know, arrow in them or something. And I love how the Holy Ghost deals with that stuff. But there's coming a time when we have to deal with the arrows in our hearts too. We have to be the ones that say, oh, I just got hit out in the name of Jesus. Don't wait till a Wednesday. Don't wait until a Wednesday. Just like when I had to repent, I was on my knees. I could have waited, oh, I'll wait till Wednesday and repent public. No, I'm on my knees, repent. And that's what brings the victory. I'm telling you guys, this stuff is not hard, but it's like we get used to the way we are. Well, I always feel this way after a Wednesday night. I always have warfare on Thursday. No, that's a lie from the enemy. Well, I always have warfare right before a meeting. Well, take it out. Stop always having it. I always backslide on Tuesdays or whatever, you know. I always feel terrible or lonely at 7 p.m. Listen, those always are from the enemy. And it's probably a familiar spirit that is driving you into the bondage of that. Who wants freedom in here? Come on. Who wants to walk in the blessings of God and where your shadow, oh my gosh, there it goes. It just healed so-and-so. Sister so-and-so was dead. She had a tumor hanging on her face. And now she's dancing in the hallway teaching people about Jesus. Who wants that? Yeah, come on. Well, how do we do it? We got to clean the pipe. So we got to get rid of the familiar spirits. And so Here's the trick. Don't wait for me to pray for you. Start praying for yourself when the hit hits. Don't come in Wednesday bleeding and half, you know, you need a blood transfusion. There's a better way. That's like a faulty false system. Okay? Jesus is your healer, not Lori Scanlon. Jesus. And you don't need to wait till Wednesday to get free. Oh, well, deliverance happens on Wednesday. No, deliverance happens Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday in my life. I need to get delivered all the time. All the time. All the time. Well, what do you mean? Well, you live in your body. You know what you're doing. I mean, is there something that comes across as an offense? Or you ever have a bad thought about someone? Do you wake up feeling love for everybody? Then you need some deliverance. Because those are strongholds or false belief systems that have captivated you and carried you astray. I want to walk the straight path. I want to be on the highway. I want when people, this is what I want. When I'm in an elevator, they can feel the love of Christ. And they're like, I get a little of it every once in a while, and I get giddy because I know it's God, because I'm not, you know, I know who I am. Need more deliverance. Hallelujah. Bless, bless, bless. So listen, let's do some cleanup tonight. And but I don't want you guys to get used to this on a Wednesday night. I want you to start cleaning yourselves up. Take a shower and bathe daily. Wash yourself in the blood of the Lamb daily. Cover yourself in his blood daily. Break word curses off you daily. There's words that are being spoken, released, judgments that have been placed out there against you and your family. And it's probably people you know in church. I'm just saying. After conferences, you know, we have teams that pray for us for a reason. It's called backlash. You know what most of the backlash is? It's not the devil, it's the Christians critiquing the conference. I didn't like the music. The music was too loud. The music was too soft. I wish they would play this. I wish they wouldn't play this. Why does she wear that shirt? Why didn't she wear those pants? Why didn't they notice me? Why am I not being used in the ministry? All kinds of stuff. Why don't they know how bad I'm hurting? I'm telling you. And then the person that they rode with or talked to are like, well, I don't know, you poor thing. You know? Stay in the puddle of mud. No! Break out of that crust. Come up higher. If you're not changed when you come to a conference, there's a reason. And it's not me, it's not Holly, it's not any speaker, it's not the condition of the room or the temperature of the room. It's because you did not focus on what God was doing. Now, am I pointing my finger at you? Yeah. But I'm doing it to tell you. You know, you don't go. I go because I want everything God has. When I go to a conference, I'm believing for everything. And I don't just casually show up. I'm like praying about it ahead of time and talking to him. It's not like a fast food line where you get to see the menu board and go, oh, I'll take a right eye healing. I want everything. Well, hold the salt. Give it all to me, Lord. You know, don't hold nothing back. Oh, it's too expensive on the menu board. I only have $5. Listen, I'm broke, Lord, but I know you're blessed and I'll take everything you have. I don't care about nothing and I'm not broke. I break those words in the name of Jesus. But I'm telling you, don't. Oh, I have issues. I haven't been, you know, what's that word where they beat up enough by, you know, I haven't done penance. How about that? Listen. Uh-oh, crossing over. Listen, I'm not making fun of anybody, but I'm telling you, there's only one man I know, and his name is Jesus Christ, that will set you free. In fact, he already did. So come in. And receive the blessings of God with fear and trembling and with boldness. And when you believe, you receive. And the enemy's job is to try to get you distracted at the room temperature, at the outfit that they may be wearing. They didn't look at me. They did look at me. You know, whatever it is. That, you know, the enemy's job is to rob you of the blessings. There's no better place, well, there's a lot of better places, but for right now, there's no better place than sitting in a service that's filled with the Holy Ghost to receive whatever you need. Now, I like to do it at home, too. I like to do it in the car. I like to do it in the tub. I like to do it flying in an airplane. I love to receive everything he has. And I'm telling you, when I went through that little, I saw something that I'm going after in God this week. And I don't know what it is, but I'm going after it. It's a new position and a new place in him. And I believe it's for, because I'm like, is this for everyone or is this for me? I believe it's for everyone who, whosoever will. Whosoever will. And it wasn't up, it was sideways. And isn't that funny? Because tonight the Lord was talking. I'm brushing my teeth. No, I was doing my hair before I came to the meeting. And I was like, Lord, what you got anything? What are we doing tonight? You know, and he never tells me unless he tells me to study something. And I heard him say, I got to get it right. The winds are going to blow hard. And I thought, oh, interesting. Well, right away I think, Holy Ghost winds! You know, and somebody who's watching too much news will think, oh, it's coming. The bad is coming. I'm like, got goosies again. I'm in for the God tough, okay? I'm not partaking in Egypt. I'm not partaking in slavery. I've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the light. And he's going to teach me how to walk in his light. How about that? So the winds are blowing. And depending on what camp you're in, depends on what goods you get. So some of us are still kind of like in the mud, and the mud's dried on a little bit, and you just need a little Holy Ghost water to soften the mud so that you can think clearly and come out of that. Who wants that tonight? I need some water. Is this mine? Thank you. Ryan's like, I'm going to have to edit this. Look, 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 look. He's checking his watch, so he knows about what minute to pull that. It's true. Father, I thank you for tonight. I know you're not done. You're just getting started. And Lord, you know, laughter's a good medicine. I've seen mud come off just in laughter. And you know what it does? It confuses the enemy. It confuses the enemy. And then next thing you know, your natural guard is down and the enemy leaves because he's afraid because you're laughing. You know, he's like, I don't know, she's predictable or he's predictable, but now they're not because they're laughing. And I'm not talking that fleshly, junky laugh. Like, ah, no. I'm talking a good Holy Ghost laugh where it's contagious and it's like fire. It spreads. And so right now, Father, I thank you that you have ordained every one of us to be here tonight, that we're not here by mistake, and that you care so deeply about the conditions of our hearts, every one of us, that you love us so much that you sent your Son to release us from the bondage and the brokenness. And so right now, by the Spirit, I command a holy rain to come forth and blast the debris off, blast the decay off, blast the distractions off. And I thank you, Lord. And someone's right now is like, well, I don't see no rain. Well, listen, you're looking in the natural, my friend. There's two places you can be. You can be in the kingdom of God, in the heavenly places, blessed, or you can be in the earth in your chair and think, does this work? Is this real? And when you're thinking, your natural mind is thinking, and you're missing what God's releasing. It's your choice. I'm not going to spoon feed you on this one. So right now, I command every demonic force that's been pushing on you, that's been trying to get you to succumb to the plan of the enemy and just be distracted from what God has called you to do, I command it to be broke off right now in the name of Jesus. I command right now, loose in the name of Jesus. I break the attack of the enemy. I break distraction. I call you back into the kingdom of God. I break off. I sever the agreement that you made deep in your soul that you're not good enough, that it's never going to change. I declare right now resurrection power in you and through you. Loose in the name of Jesus, be made whole. Loose in the name of Jesus, be made whole. I thank you, Lord, that you are so good, that you care every detail. I mean, you talk about the sparrow and how you take care of the sparrow and you know the hair on our head. Lord, I know you care about every detail. And right now, we release the details to you. Because you are the one who is our provider. Not this world, not this government, and not anybody, but you. You, sir, are our provider. And right now, we do the great exchange. And we place the burdens, we place every dream, we place every decision, we place everything into your hands. Kids, families, bank accounts, job decisions, backslidden friends, neighbors, husbands, wives, children, we place them into your jurisdiction and we say, you do as you will with this situation and these people. And you let me know what my part is. And if it's just to bless, 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 I will bless, bless, bless. If it's to pray, I will pray. If it's to walk away, I will walk away. Because you are always full of truth and you can never lie. And you have my best interest because I'm made in your image. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I just saw the bus take off. Amen. Thank you, Father. Shala kotonde abande ato kusabele kieto jonele marendele koreto so koko. I'm calling you higher, my friends. I'm calling you higher. Can you hear the call? And I see right now the eagle. I've been watching this eagle in the spirit. And ooh, and I hear the call of the eagle. I'm telling you, we are in a season that we have to be attending to him or we will miss the provision that he's releasing to us. And I'm not talking food, money, I'm talking provision, all provision, everything. Not a little piece, everything. Well, how do you attend to him? You worship him. You adore him. You take time out of your day throughout your day and just stop and pause and check in. And as you do that, those times will grow. Those seasons will grow. And you know, some of you set alarms on your clock, whatever it takes. I'm asking Holy Spirit right now to grow us stronger in him and open up the giftings for the season that we're in. I see the barns full and I see the angels releasing stuff that we need right now. Right now, I see the angels releasing stuff into us right now. Stuff we need for the season that we're in. We receive it. We receive it all in Jesus' name. We receive it all in Jesus' name. Who's got a problem with their foot tonight? It's a left foot. Is that you? Right now I speak life and balance to that foot. I command the tendons, the ligaments, the muscles, and the tissue to be made whole. I come against any scar tissue or any deformities that are in your bone structure, and I speak life and the fullness of God. Be made whole in Jesus' name.
We hope you enjoyed today's message by Laurie Scanlon. You can download more messages from our store at www.spiritofgodworldwide.com.